It is now noon on August 14th, 2024, and I call to order this session of the Orange County Water District Water Issues Committee. And with that, we shall all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And I'd like to ask Director Bilodeau to lead us in this.
You'll place your hand over your heart, or if you're Jeremy, if you'll salute, please. And say with me, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You mean there aren't more Marines in here right now?
Any other ones?
And with that, Madam Clerk, would you please conduct a roll call?
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Miami, it's on.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Tran. Director Wiegand. Director Bilodeau. Director Sheldon. Director Meeks. Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Green. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Time has been reserved for visitor participation. Is there anyone wishing to address the committee today? No one in-house and nothing virtual, Madam Clerk?
Yeah.
Okay. So with that, we are at our consent calendar item, so number 1 through 8. Any questions or comments? Anyone wishing to pull an item? Speak now or forever ever hold your peace. So I would entertain a motion.
I can't.
This is Director Young. Move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay. Moved by Director Yeo and seconded by Director Wiegand. Please, we'll conduct a roll call on that.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. We are now at an informational item. Item number 8, introduction to resilience plan and the next steps. We have Lisa Haney and Adam Hutchinson to present this morning, or this afternoon, I guess.
Yeah, welcome, Adam. Adam's going to do it all.
Hello. See if I can share this. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Great to be here. It's really a pleasure to be here on behalf of the planning department and numerous other OCW staff from almost every department in the district. We want to introduce you to the new planning document called the OCWD Resilience Plan. And the development of this plan really remarks the remarkable shift from previous facilities-based planning to a project-based planning tool. This new approach is going to provide a more comprehensive and flexible framework to address the future challenges the district faces. And I'd love to go back in history. So we've been facing challenges since we were formed in 1933. So let's go to the next slide. So we were formed in 1933 to address specific challenges that we were facing back then, including seawater intrusion, groundwater overdraft, as well as declining Santa Ana River base flows. So that was why we were formed, and these were the challenges we were facing. And we've been busy the past 91 years, and we've accomplished a lot. And this graphic here kind of shows all the things that we've done over the years, just a few of the highlights in the last 91 years. And I just wanted to point out a few things that caught my eye. 1936, we bought our first piece of property in the Santa Ana River Channel to start building our managed aquifer recharge system in the forebay. 1965, the Alamitos Barrier went online to help with seawater intrusion in the Alamitos Gap. And then 10 years later, Water Factory 21 went online and the Talbot Barrier became operational. And you fast forward to the early 90s, water conservation at Prado Dam really started in earnest. And that 30 years later, we're now doing FIRO, forecast informed reservoir operation, to take water to an even higher level. And then, of course, we have GWRS in 2008 with the final expansion completed last year. So we've been doing a lot. We've accomplished a lot. And we have a lot to be proud of in marching towards sustainable groundwater management. And in 2014, the state passed the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act that required all high and medium priority basins in the state to be managed sustainably. And we told the state we have been managed sustainably for 10 years prior to SGMA. We were one of only two basins in the state that could say that. And DWR agreed that we were sustainable, but we have to continue telling them and showing them that we're sustainable. So to kind of rephrase the statement, sustainability is a journey, it's not a destination, it's a journey. So it's something we have to continually be showing the state that we're sustainable. And that's one reason we put the plan together, to show action to maintain that sustainable status. So this resilience plan presents a whole new holistic approach to planning. It's really focused on maintaining sustainable groundwater management and also employing adaptive strategies to protect our assets. And we're moving away from facilities-based planning, such as the long-term facilities plan. And I just want to take a moment to make sure that we all recognize this is a discretionary planning document. It doesn't commit or bind the district to anything. This is just the plan concept they want to pursue and put our energies towards working on. Other drivers behind putting the plan together include permit obligations with GWRS and also teeing up grant opportunities to make sure we take advantage of those, especially with the climate bond coming up. Hopefully it passes. The planning horizon is 25 years to match the urban water management plan requirements that our producers have. And the priority projects are ones that are going to be worked on over the next 5 years. That doesn't mean we're going to finish all those projects in 5 years. It just means those are where we're going to put our effort to pushing those forward. And these projects are in different stages of development. Some are conceptual and some are in the feasibility study stage. So they cover the whole gamut. So how do we define resilience, you know, as it applies to OCWD? Well, there's three key words that we want to just present. One is anticipate. We want to look forward into the future and try and anticipate the challenges coming our way and have strategies in place to address those challenges. We want to be able to recover from challenges and disruption that they occur. And also adapt and be pivot and be flexible and move to new solutions that they arise. So as you put all these three together, you get our definition for OCWD, the ability to anticipate, recover, and adapt from disruption and challenges to ensure sustainable, abundant, and reliable high-quality water supplies. You notice that last statement there, it meshes with our mission statement. So we wanted the resilient definition to also tie in with our mission as an agency, and that is providing reliable, high-quality water supplies. So the key asset this plan is centered around are the groundwater basin, of course, at the core of who we are, and the Santa Ana River, the primary inflow source for the district, and the GWRS, that's also another primary source of water that we have and we need to maintain and make sure it's running optimally. And then we have natural resources, primarily those located behind Prado Dam, and I'll explain more as we get into this. So what are the challenges we face with these different resources and assets that we have? Well, with the groundwater basin, we have seawater intrusion. We have water quality issues we need to address with PFAS and VOCs. We need to optimize their recharge facilities, make sure they're suited for the demands of today, as well as looking at upgrading older facilities. And we have uncertain future water demands. Where are they heading? And where do we need, how do we need to manage our basin and position ourselves to meet those future water demands? For the Santa Ana River, there's potential declines in Santa Ana River base flows. We know those base flows have leveled off here in the recent years, but there are plans by the upper agencies in the watershed to further reduce base flow coming down to us. So we want to be prepared for that. There's also weather whiplash. We see a lot of higher rain events, more atmospheric rivers hitting our areas. So we want to make sure we're ready to capture those stormwater events and maximize stormwater recharge. For the GWRS, we have also potential decline in the wastewater supply. Like base flows, those flows have steadied in recent years. We want to be ready and anticipate future declines in those flows should they occur and have plans in place to have additional supplies for GWRS. There's also periodic gaps in recharge capacity, especially in the wintertime when we have really high stormwater flows and GWRS flow competing with one another. We want to make sure we have the facility to maximize both sources in an appropriate way. And as far as natural resources go behind Prado, we have sedimentation that's eroding our water conservation pool behind Prado. Every year, we're losing a little bit of storage behind the dam for water conservation. So what can we do to address that issue? And also maintaining habitat health is important. As we increase our water conservation pool, how can we maintain our habitat behind the dam so it does not affect the least Belotherio and endangered species? So these are just some of the challenges we're facing, and that's what the resilience plan is really to address these and other challenges we face. So we started out with 52 different projects and concepts and had lively discussions and internal workshop to debate the merits of all these projects and the cost effectiveness and other different needs. And we winnowed it down to 16 different projects and studies and concepts that we presented in the plan as priority projects. The other projects are still there and still will be worked on as appropriate and needed, but these 16 are the priority ones that we really want to advance and spend most of our time on in the next 5 years. So before we start talking about these projects, we'd like to talk a little bit about what is the overall development process? How did an idea get taken through implementation? So first we start off with the idea process, you know, generating ideas. And we have two different forums that come up with many of these ideas. One of them is called the Recharge Enhancement Working Group. This is a group that meets once or twice a year. It includes many experts within OCWD, and sometimes we bring in outside experts as well to talk about recharge. What are ways we can improve how we do recharge and do more of it? We also have a strategic planning group that looks at other elements that are outside of the recharge realm, but look at other district activities. So these are where the ideas come from. We also look at our data, you know, what are the demand projections going forward? What are our supply projections for base flow and storm flow and other information? And then we have to look at our regulatory obligation through the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act and also EPA and drinking water standard and other regulatory drivers to make sure we're in compliance. So all of those come together in a mix of projects and ideas and concepts. And like I mentioned earlier, we have internal workshops and we vet these projects and rank them and make sure that they're going to meet our needs. And those get rolled into the resilience plan. And then once we push these projects forward, we also look for grant opportunities, and then they go into what we call the implementation phase. And that's where if the project is deemed worthy of pushing forward, it comes out of planning into implementation and it goes through a whole separate process where it need to be an engineer's report, need to be approved by the board, CEQA, and design and construction. So this kind of followed the life cycle of an idea on the left all the way to the lower right, actually getting built and implemented. So what are some of the priorities going forward that are in the plan? We're starting with the groundwater basin. You know, we obviously want to address seawater intrusion, looking at the Talbot Gap and optimizing the facilities we have here, potentially replacing some of the older infrastructure. We're looking at the new Sunset Gap barrier and whether what that's going to look like. We have water quality issues. PFAS treatment is ongoing, South Basin Groundwater Protection Project. The Hydrogeology Department is going to be looking at the operating range of the basin. Can we safely expand that range beyond the 500,000 acre feet and do it in a way that doesn't harm the basin? And then optimizing our recharge facilities, making sure we can get the most water in the ground in the most optimal way, and also looking at some of the older facilities and maybe upgrading some of those as needed. So for river water and stormwater, we're looking at FIRO, as I mentioned earlier, that has the potential to give us at least 10% more stormwater capture on average. And then desilting sand and river flows. And this project here is looking at purifying some of the Santa Ana River water, especially in the wintertime when it's really turbid and has a lot of suspended sediment. That sediment can go into our recharge basins and clog them and reduce their effectiveness. So this concept here is to take some of that water and pre-filter it before it goes into a recharge basin and get more recharge capacity out of that basin. We've been testing this on a small scale for a while, and now the next step is to see if it's feasible and cost-effective on a larger scale. So for the groundwater replenishment system, as I mentioned earlier, we've got competition at times between stormwater and GWS water, and so GWS recharge optimization is looking at different ways we can recharge more GWS water in a cost-effective manner. And all these projects you see in that box are addressing the same problem. So this is a real good example of the adaptive nature of this plan. You wouldn't build all these projects. They all kind of solve the same problem, but they all have their pros and cons and different costs and different trade-offs. So we would look at these holistically and see which of these might be the best one to bring forward when the time is, when it's right to do it. And the same goes with augmenting GWS supply. In the event that wastewater flows do decline, we have some backup plans to try and supplement those flows to make sure the GWS plant is always operating at maximum capacity. And then finally, natural resource priorities. We want to develop a habitat assessment tool to really understand the trade-off between water conservation and habitat health, and that we have a clear understanding of that trade-off and can communicate with the resource agency that we strive to increase our water conservation level behind Prado. And then finally, a Prado Basin Sediment Management Strategic Plan. And that's looking at how can we cost effectively or maybe even for free get rid of sediment from behind Prado to minimize the fill that's happening to our water conservation pool. So that plan really helped figure out how we can meet our regulatory obligations as well as minimize the damage to our water conservation pool long term. We provided this information to the producers in late June and reviewed it with them last month prior to the Water Usage Committee meeting. And we received some really good feedback from them and several specific comments in support of some of these different projects listed up there on the screen. So the graphic has some thumbs down on them, but I think they mostly gave us a thumbs up. So we've been working on this project since the beginning of the year, and the goal is to have a plan done at the end of this year. And so we're at line 7 right now. So later in the fall, we'll get a more complete draft of the report to you for your feedback and comments. So just to conclude, you know, the OCWD's resilience plan represents a new proactive adaptive approach to securing the district's water future. By transitioning to a planning-based tool and adopting a flexible framework, we can better respond to changing conditions, identify funding opportunities, ensure a sustainable, resilient water management for years to come. So that concludes my presentation. We welcome your feedback and be happy to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Adam. Any questions, comments?
We have some online questions from Doug and Paul Schoenberg.
Oh, sure. Doug was first.
Yes.
Yes. Go ahead, Doug, please.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not sure which slide it was, but you had all the listed possible solutions. And in the box to the left, I thought I heard you indicate that each one of those items was mutually exclusive. Why would that be? Why couldn't there be a mix of them?
Director Reinhardt, there could be a mix of the projects selected. So that's a possibility. They're okay. Not all mutually exclusive. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Schellenberger.
Yes. Thank you very much. Great presentation. And in my opinion, a very good report and kind of visioning document for maybe what's ahead of us in the future. Your staff did a really good job on this and did a good job in rolling it out to the producers that gave us time at Mesa Water District to bring it to our board for their review and input. And I think it was roundly discussed and agreed that, you know, as far as a sort of a long-range financial plan, long-range facilities plan, that this is on the right track and a lot of good projects, and we're looking forward to see which ones shake out. We are, of course, a little bit excited about your project number 7, which is the local SIP, the brackish groundwater desalination program that yourselves, Huntington Beach, Newport, and Mesa Water are taking a look at. But that's very conceptual right now. So, you know, all in all, a good job, and we would support the adoption of this going forward.
Thank you for your comments. Anything else, Virgil? Okay. Nothing in-house that I see. I wanted to commend, there's obviously some pretty good marketing thinking going on with this, and especially with some of these icons or symbols that have been used to kind of make it simpler for people to break out and understand components. I just have to have a mild criticism of one of those, though, which is the one which looks, well, in fact, it's the one that looks like the Great Pyramid at Giza, with the Nile River encroaching on it, right? And I kind of get what we're going for there. That's intended to show movement of sediment, but the mountain's a little too perfect. It looks like a pyramid to me. But
it looks like an emoji. I think we all know what that is, right?
Yeah, I wasn't going to go there. It was brown up there. I know. But no, I think it's a really good job at this stage, and especially your definition as well of resilience, I think, is very good. And it kind of equates to being nimble. It sounds like that's what we're talking about now. Instead of 5-year plans and set in concrete, we're staying pretty flexible.
Okay.
There's nothing else I can pick on because it's all very good. So. All right. Anything further from the crowd? Seeing nothing. Thank you, Adam. Really appreciate the report, and we look forward to the future fleshing out of some of that.
Thank you very much.
And with that, that was on our agenda today. So I would direct that items number 2 through 8 be placed on our consent agenda for our August 21st board meeting. And with that, we have, I'm sorry. Yeah. With that, we have director's announcements or reports. None. And general manager's announcement report.
Just wanted to mention that the grand jury was here yesterday, and Gina and Kira in the public affairs department set up a really good day for them. They were here from 9 to 4, got a large presentation from us and our operations toward the lab, toward the plant out back. We bused them up to the four bay to look at all of our facilities up there. And then we ended the day showing them an actual PFAS treatment plant with Yorba Linda Water District. Mm-hmm. But they are very appreciative they were completely unaware of what it takes to get water, you know, to a home. Mm-hmm. And they were very impressed. And so it was a great day to have them here. Yeah.
Thanks. As far as chair reports, I just wanted to, did we have a good climatologist here? I came across some information the other day, and I was kind of taken aback by it a little bit because I guess I wasn't paying attention. But what were the most rainy years in California in recorded history? And there was a list of the five rainiest periods. And the one that was the highest was 1888 to 1890 over a two-year span. The second highest was these last 2 years. 22 to 24, and 24 wasn't even completed at this point. It listed 54.1 inches for 1888 to 1890 and 52.46 inches for 22 to 24. So that was fairly striking to show the real whipsaw weather that we've had the last couple of years. The reference, it was an LA Times article, and the reference was the National Weather Service. So I know that we get varying measures. And trying to average out the entire state of California is not a simple task either. But I hadn't encountered that before. I didn't know whether any of you had or not. And the last thing was we had SARFPA had a really extensive tour of the Seven Oaks Dam up in the San Bernardino Mountains on Thursday. And it was pretty impressive. I hadn't had a chance to visit up there. And it really brings new light to the sediment deposits that we're having all the way up and down the river and what that presence has changed up in that area. But also a better understanding, I think, for all of us who are on the tour of the way that for flood control purposes, that those two dams, that the Seven Oaks and Prado, are in concert so much. And I know Adam could fill us in on quite a bit of that. But that's pretty much all that I had today. So if there's nothing further, we are.
I was going to mention yesterday I was in Temecula, and Region 9 did an event on workforce development. Mm-hmm. And it's something I think we better all agencies better look at with so many retirements coming up, with so many different positions that are not being filled right away. It's getting more and more difficult. And so we have some programs. Tiffany Baca of MODOC is heading up a program, and maybe we can check into that and see what's going on. Anyway, it was a really interesting, long but interesting event.
We're hearing that from a lot of agencies, and so that's the lemon. I guess the lemonade is great opportunities for young people and a wonderful and kind of interesting line of work, right?
And then later on today, I go to San Diego for the collaborative, the data collaborative.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks. With that, we are adjourned.